The effects of the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut in December that killed 26 children and staff lingers in the psychological community. It's one reason the Syracuse University Psychology Department is hosting a panel discussion tonight focusing on different aspects of the psychology of school violence. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, one presenter is worried how this tragedy could end up further stigmatizing mental illness.
Kevin Anchel is a psychology professor at Syracuse University. And as a clinical psychologist, he got his share of calls after the Newtown shooting, especially when media reports linked the shooter to an autism spectrum disorder. And his stock answer, research shows individuals on the autism spectrum are no more likely than anyone else to be violent.
I certainly have reiterated that to concerned parents and also, frankly, to some school personnel that have called me and said, you know, we've been concerned about this youngster on the autism spectrum, and now after this, we're very concerned about him. And so I think, you know, I'm concerned of the risk of false positives.
Anchel believes the Newtown shooting has exacerbated the stigma of people with mental illness by pulling in that new group. He says a better indicator of violence is the question of whether someone has access to guns. And that's something clinicians and others can zero in on.
The access to weapons is, that's a big predictor of who would do this kind of thing. And so including that in an evaluation question, which we don't do currently. And so that's something, if you ask of a change, that is something that we're now beginning to focus much more on, is asking, do you have access to weapons?
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.